Calore, boy, welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, we're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever going on today. We all back.
We are here.
Do we keep that or do we just...
Let's just go.
Alright. So today, everybody, we're going to be talking about something very important to men. Well, basically everybody. I think everybody should have...
Everybody
that's
gone through puberty.
Yeah.
We went to a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament and
let me
a lot of stinky boys in there.
Like Luis. Man, the stinkiest of them all. But no, we thought maybe, just maybe, we should like just talk about like what we do to make sure that we're not one of those people that smell like gaga. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like there's like gaga and then there's like gawk.
That guy smells like gawk.
Like gawk. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was been told that like my routine has been like extra. Like the things I do to make myself smell good. I can't look good because I'm fat, right? But I just like it smell good. I mean, what is it?
You look like a baked bean.
Yeah. I look like a burnt chicken. Like, I have to love myself. But like, what do y'all, for like, I guess for example, like, what do y'all do like to smell good? Like, what's your go-to like thing? Like, do you, you know, like,
deodorant and cologne. Like, what's the name of the cologne I use? I can't even remember it.
DiGiorno?
It is DiGiorno. It's more like pepperoni. No, I can't remember the name of it. It's something weird. But I use cologne, like, not body spray. Like,
why?
Not Axe.
But you don't take away like, Axe. Like, you don't like body spray, or?
Nah. They smell like a middle, like a middle school locker. That's all I remember.
Like a locker by itself or a locker room?
Locker room, sorry.
So you use like deodorant and cologne? Like that's like mm-hmm. your only like go-to?
And shower.
Well, okay. Showering is like built into like,
well,
oh, I hope we shower.
Well, because your body wash can, I guess, affect how you smell too. I use the Dove. Is it, how do you say it?
Dove. By a Dove. I'm just gonna
shut up. I hate you.
We'll forget. Dive in that shower.
I like dive am. I dove in. I'm just kidding.
You dove it in the shower?
No, I use that. And then obviously cologne and...
What flavor?
Yeah, what flavor of cologne do you like to use?
I don't know. What soap? What flavor soap?
It's cucumber.
You know, people surprisingly always say that to me. They're like, what's your favorite flavor of like... of soap? I'm like, my favorite flavor, like, I don't eat it.
Yeah, I know, it's like scent, right?
I just like to say that. I refer to scent.
Oh, but you laugh at me for saying Dove.
Yes.
It's a brand. How do you like it? They call this Needs Gillick.
Oh, my name is Gillick.
And you, what do you do? I'm pointing at him, by the way, and by him, by Tweety.
Most of the time, it's just deodorant. Like, I feel like cologne is reserved for
going out,
like special occasions or something like that, so I don't wear it all the time.
Or like you go tournaments.
I don't wear it for work. I don't wear deodorant. I mean, cologne.
I don't. That's wear what you should be wearing.
Oh yeah.
No, but sometimes I forget too. I forget to put deodorant. I told them the last time, like my shirt was sticking to my armpits. I was like, hero. I was like crying.
Then no wonder I was going bad that day. No, I was kidding. I was passed.
No, because I don't have to. Honestly, I don't sweat that much at work because of the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have a fan pointing at you.
I know.
It's kind of far, so it's not that great. But
I think Renee has a sweet spot for the fan.
I know. That's where it hits really good. That's why he gets cold and he turns it
really well.
I know.
Really well. I can't.
He turns it off too. I'm just like, Renee, please.
I'm fat. So like y'all don't do like body mist or like lotions or like. Box,
not scented.
I use like face stuff for my dry
like
ass
mascara?
Face. Moisturizer.
Your crunchy ass face.
Come on, Crystal. Like layers be coming on my eyebrow came off the other day. Yeah.
Damn.
Nah, I use that, but it's not scented.
Okay, now hear me out. I recently discovered, well, not recently discovered, I'm new about it, but let me tell you that Manscaped does its job, like for real.
This is an ad.
Not sponsored, but
yeah, not sponsored, but it ties into hygiene because there's There's one that's like a crop duster or preserver or whatever.
Crop duster?
Yeah, like when you fart. Yeah. No, but it's like a crop preservative, whatever.
Hmm.
Oh, what?
And like, basically, I use it and I like, it feels great down there. Not only do you smell good, better, but the way like, it feels like someone like, oh, they can't see. Like cuffing your bolitas, you know?
Mm.
It's like they're nurturing it. But it's over there. In my in the little pocket thingy right there.
Yeah.
You use a little squirt.
Use
and then
that.
You just put it on your palm and just put it in your bolitas.
Okay. I'll show you. It shows a demonstration. Yeah.
You wanna watch this live, make sure to subscribe to our channel.
Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
But yeah, like I recommend, like if you're a man that has balls or another person thing, whatever you have, whatever you are with testicles, I recommend.
If you have testicles, you're a man. Plain and
simple. You could put it under your boobs, I guess.
I'm pretty sure they have other stuff for that.
Man boobs, I use my man boobs.
Okay. Try it out next time.
Boobscape.
But see, like wouldn't it be womanscape?
No.
No, it's for boobs. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, that's for okay, but don't call it ballscape.
Ballscape. Okay,
but
yeah,
anyways. So yeah, that's why I brought it up because I feel like all out. Well, I want to say like maybe April. Is that recent?
Yeah, that's recent.
Okay, so then recently, I got really into like body mist. It was like cologne mist for men,
mm-hmm.
And I got it from Bath and Body, and let me tell you. That stuff smells
sponsored.
Really good. This is sponsored. So if you want to go, use the code NEEDSGARLIC 24/7. You'll get 0% off your next purchase.
It will just say error.
It's going to say error, but don't worry about it.
Just take it. But yeah, like I used to like, even just like regular body sprays, I love body sprays. Like if I, well, I used to wear it in the beginning of like warmers, but mm-hmm. Now I don't because there's no point. There's no... There's no reason for me to be sweating out the fumes. But when I used to do it, I used lotion. Now, when I used the 24-hour Ultra Hydration by Bath & Body Works, that will last, like, all day. Even if I was sweating going to the gym or, like,
it's
a Taco
like
Bell,
for your body? Or
yeah.
We're
like,
still talking about your balls.
Oh, yeah, for my balls. I was going to No, for my body. Like, the
okay.
Like the mist and the lotion and all that stuff was for, like, your body. And I thought of it as a perk, right? Like, I have like dry skin sometimes. Why not smell good and moisturize,
mm-hmm.
Right? But those, I feel like I have to smell good, like to like just.
Do you get complimented?
Me, I just don't like the
feel.
Yeah, the feel of it.
Of
especially
lotion
on my hands, like.
Wash your hands, bro.
But then, like, I wash off.
No, you put on your towel. Like, get like a like. That's why you have separate towels. Like, once for your body, once for your balls, once for your face, and once for your hands. You don't have multiple towels.
No, I use different areas.
You have multiple towels. Like, you have four of them lined up just for one shower?
No. Like, one towel for shower. I mean, obviously, I wash my towels. But, like, one towel specifically for either shower. And then one, if I wash my face, I have a towel for my face. And then for my hands. Like, when I use lotion or whatever, and I just put it right there.
I have one towel for shower.
Yeah.
I use it twice.
Yeah.
Use it twice after that's done.
But before, yeah. I used to only use one towel.
Well, we have hand towels, but that's for like everybody's.
Oh,
not
for your
like,
ball.
For me. I have like a couple ball towels. One for the left, a couple for the left, a couple for the right.
That's because my goal is to be not the best smelling person in the room. Obviously, I went to the gym, so it's not me right now. But like in general, I don't want to be the worst smelling person in the room.
You get complimented?
I do. By gay men. No, like I.
It's exclusively men.
Like I, when I went to, when I used to go to work, Taco Bell, they'd be like, "Oh, like what's that smell?" Like, "Oh, I find it's like." But no, it's my lotion. Some people didn't like it because it was too strong. Because I used to put a lot.
I never get complimented.
You smell.
Okay, I mean, not right now. I smell really bad right now. I mean, not bad, but I haven't showered.
You smell like a corn dog. Yeah.
You smell like a bird chicken nugget.
I still love myself.
But I don't know, like, do you think it's important to, like...
Get complimented?
No. Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, I mean, it feels nice.
But do you need it? Like, do you want us to compliment you more?
Well, I don't know if it matters if I'm wearing cologne or not, if I'm not... If people aren't noticing if I'm wearing it.
where you want it. So like, so I'm saying like, if you use a product,
yeah,
you,
I mean, expect like
people to like compliment you.
Do you yearn for that?
Like, I get the attention. I spray cologne on me, and then.
But you want someone. You want someone to notice your cologne.
It feels nice. Not that it matters.
No, I'm the same way. Like if I'm like, I'm like going extra.
Cause they're like, you smell good. Well, you know, I put this cologne on today. Man. Yeah. It's good that you notice. Yeah. And then when I don't put it on, and it's the same reaction. It's not you stink, but it's just no reaction. So it's like,
so they're lying to you.
So am I not putting on enough, or is it a cheap cologne?
I don't think there is a such thing as cheap cologne.
Other than like the like how long it lasts.
Yeah, that's different. But as far as like scent, I think every cologne is good. And that's why I like Bath and Body. Because no, I mean, because like, they're affordable. Like they're not like over the top. Now they're actual. Glass cologne is expensive, like $60. Well, not even for cologne, it's not even that bad. $60.
I have like a bunch.
The cologne I have now was $40, and I have two of them, so I spent like.
What's
$80.
One that you bought, David? Remember for his birthday, like
a long time ago. The little crocodile one.
That one smelled good. With no, cost? It smelled good.
Oh,
I wanted it for myself.
What's the little crocodile?
I think it's Lacoste. Something like
Crocs.
That.
I was getting it.
It's a brand with the little alligator
or a crocodile
T-shirt. It could be a crocodile.
What's the difference? We'll never know. No.
10 of them.
Wait, is crocodile with a round mouth or a triangle mouth?
I forgot. It's something with their teeth, too.
Oh, shoot.
No, crocodiles have pointier mouth. Alligator says more U-shaped.
That's what I just said.
I don't know.
Wait, I thought the crocodile was curved.
Crocodile was V-shaped.
No, crocodiles is because of the crocs. They're curved over.
Don't do this.
We're not. Let's go back to hygiene.
So, favorite crocodiles?
Top 10 crocodiles. Yeah.
Our draft. For number one,
alligator.
But what about shampoo and conditioners or body wash?
So that I'm picky.
What do y'all use?
I can get bad dandruff, so I use it's like Selsun Blue, but it's like the Walmart version. That's what I use. And it works like magic. And for conditioner, I use I don't even know the name of it. I just know it's a girl conditioner. It's pink. I've shown it to you. I always use it. It's the pink with the flowers.
That got
the
Bismol?
No wonder I'm always pooping
up shit on your hands.
Literally.
Nah, it's a pink one. I can't remember the name of it.
With the flowers.
Herbal essence?
No, the VO5.
No, it's not VO5.
VO6.
Yes, no, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I just know it's a girl conditioner. No.
Herbal essences?
Maybe. That sounds.
AG. What's the flowers, right? You said flowers?
Yeah,
yeah, it's herbal essences. Evanescence?
Yeah, that one, the conditioner, it makes my hair soft. Even though my hair is super short.
Is it?
It is. Look.
Well, because you got it cut.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
I'm going to go bald soon, so I'm just going to shave it all off.
That's what we need then.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Head lotion?
Maybe just body wash?
Sunscreen? No, they have
what
scalp shampoo.
What do you do, actually?
I don't
know.
I haven't thought about
shampoo.
It.
What, just scalp?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change
it's supposed to moisturize your scalp and protect it from the UV rays. Oh, sunscreen is what it's called. Huh?
In the shower.
Put suntan lotion. Just the top is dark.
Dude, you're going to have a white head. Are you excited for that?
I'm gonna need a tan it or something.
Or just keep wearing hats.
You look like a Mexican.
I mean, I'm gonna still wear hats. Mr. Limpio.
Señor
Limpio. ¿Quiere que te limpie su casa?
Dang, you should be a comedian.
Thanks.
You should start a podcast.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Limpio.
Hola, ¿cuál es Limpio?
For shampoo, I used to be a basic bitch. Right.
I use a 3-in-1.
The 13-in-1.
Really?
Where it's your car oil, your gasoline, your all that stuff.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, your toothpaste, your mouthwash.
I got shamed for using that, and that's why I stopped using
it. Well, I used to use a 2-in-1 conditioner or shampoo conditioner, but I don't know what's bad for you. I was knowledgeable. Recently I did research on all this stuff.
Yeah, hygiene stuff.
Hygiene stuff, and then men hygiene, and then
which is a bunch of TikToks now.
Yeah, me too. Like Target Essentials? I've seen that one.
But, no, there's a couple of guys that I've watched, and
they're kind of gay.
A couple of little boys.
But that's worse.
What'd you say?
It was little boys.
Oh, watching little boys.
Don't cancel us, please. That was a joke.
And,
I was kidding.
Been hanging out with Dario too much.
A little bit.
Do the pause.
Pause.
Well, Dario was underage girls, though.
Anyways. He didn't do nothing. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
Because we stopped him.
Good thing we're
it's
there.
It's a joke. It's a joke. But yeah. But anyways, back. I don't know how we got on this. So anyways, so
we get off traffic.
So now I actually use like a specific. It's the Goodfellow. Overall, I recommend that brand. Clothes, underwear, shampoo, all that stuff. They're really good. And then I did research on their shampoo and their conditioner. It's very good for hydration and balance and cleanse. And then Tweety got me into co-wash because I knew you weren't supposed to wash your hair like more than or like back to back to back to back like
mm-hmm.
For me, I looked
you're
it up.
Not supposed to use like shampoo.
Yeah.
Something harsh.
For me,
you're supposed to.
It's always different, but I read that for people with long hair or getting long hair, there's 3 to 4 days. They have more leniency compared to short hair people. They have like 2 to 3 days. So like,
not wash your hair.
Yeah. Well, no.
With shampoo specifically.
With shampoo. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why the co-wash comes in handy. That's like your.
Are you shampoo every day? Is that bad then?
Yes.
Well, you're going bald, so you tell me. I'm just kidding. Technically, yes, because
it's
too much.
That might be why you have like dandruff, because it's like drying out your scalp a lot.
There's more, and then even though some are good for your hair, it still has harsh chemicals.
Hmm.
That's why you're gonna wash your. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
You're supposed to retain some of the oils in there.
Because
it's good for your.
My hair does get really oily.
And the reason
if
that can
shower.
Also be the thing is that, as a response to your hair always being dried out, it's producing more oil. So it's kind of like a vicious cycle thing.
So I should stop showering. I'm just kidding.
You should try not washing your hair every day. You should get the co-wash. It was really
good.
Just
shower and.
You can still, like, with water, I mean, if you're sweating a lot, that's what we use the co-wash for, because I sweat easily. So, like, my hair still gets dirty.
Uh-huh.
So I can't just, like, some people just use water and scrub. Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
with the co-wash.
I use that co-wash in between shampoos.
Yeah, especially when we go to the gym. Like, I feel like just washing with water isn't going to clean it.
Mm.
2021. That's why I didn't want to wash my hair every day. But because I went to the gym every day, I kind of felt like I had to in a way or whatever.
Yeah.
But now with the co-wash, but with the co-wash, I feel like it's easier to like. I feel a huge difference already though. Just by I started using it Saturday, and it's barely Tuesday, and I already feel like a difference between the shampoo and then waiting to wash shampoo and using the co-wash.
Damn.
But see, this is important. The men hygiene. I think a lot of it has to do with like just knowing what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I think naturally, I don't smell. I like to believe. No one's told me that I've smelled.
Yeah,
like
I mean, honestly, I would tell you, as a friend, like, hey, bro, you kind of stink.
But see, I don't give people the chance. Because I
like, no, Oscar.
No, but I mean, there could just be times where you're sweating a lot and you'd be like, oh, you smell. But because we were outside working out, whatever.
Now, there's times where I don't shower sometimes, and I feel, like, very self-conscious, because I feel like I smell. But I don't know if that's, like, a thing. Because I feel like I smell myself, and I'm like, oh, do other people smell what I smell?
Man, I feel like I smell right now, because I haven't showered.
See, but I don't smell you. You don't smell anything.
I don't smell you.
I think you're thinking about it a lot, that you're smelling
it. Not
bad enough when I sniff myself, I can smell, like, I just haven't showered all day.
Yeah.
It's just kind of bad body odor.
Blueberries. I'm just kidding.
But... So I don't know if how much I'm emitting of it. Like, yeah, I can smell it.
I can't smell anything.
Okay.
But I think that you, since you know that you didn't shower,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You smell yourself, you think, that's why I don't know, I don't like it.
I've been holding my breath the whole time.
But, I mean, I don't know. I recommend, if you're a man past puberty age, even if, well, we're like in our late 20s, right? If you're listening to this, I recommend you work on your hygiene, if you haven't already.
Yeah. Definitely helpful for if you want a girlfriend. No, like, yeah, you want to smell
good. I mean, honestly, yeah. If you want to feel
good, not even just for girlfriends, too, but
just
like,
for yourself.
Just for in general. Like, people will notice,
mm-hmm.
especially around you. And then,
like, for work, too, if they smell you, that's already a good impression.
Yeah. The minimal is shower every day. Like, Even if you're just using water and regular deodorant. soap, put some deodorant after.
That's like the basic.
That's the bare minimum.
That's like rank 10 on these garlics go. Like, bare minimum.
Yeah. I want to do what you're doing with the whole balls thing.
Dude, it's good.
I mean, I clean down there, but I don't put, like, nothing extra.
No, I'm telling you, it's a game changer, like, for real. Like, I know for a fact, I mean, you don't have to believe me. Like, obviously, like, when you work out, it's like that, obviously, you smell. Yeah. But, like, on a daily, like, I don't. But I like the way that it helps you, like, how do I explain it? It's like...
Stay dry.
No, not stay dry. It hydrates your testicles. Hmm. I mean, it's just like...
Like, you're less sweaty?
Like even if you sweat a lot, that helps you still smell good down there.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And it keeps your balls hydrated. You know what I'm saying? But let's all take turns right now. Let's just try it right now.
Oh, man, put your pants on.
You didn't mean to do this. But yeah, like, there was a... It comes in two sets. The lotion and then the spray. The spray is just to, like, let it... what's it called? Settle or whatever. I don't know, like when girls do makeup, they do the water spray to keep it on there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Setting something?
Setting spray.
Eye curler. I'm just kidding.
We'll just call it that.
Oh, like try to get in. But yeah, I think it's very important in general to present yourself with the best hygiene possible.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth.
It's taking care of yourself. Really, very important to take care
of
yourself.
How do you brush your teeth?
Use an electric.
Like with your finger or with your mouse cutting it?
What motion
do you use? Remember they used to have little finger thingies? You put like a little slip on your finger and you used to like, they're like the emergency.
They're like to go ones.
Yeah. I remember
the tiny ones too. They're just like that big.
I've been flossing a lot lately, almost after every meal.
That's something I need to do more of, floss.
I need to floss more too.
Because I have bad
gums.
I had bad gums. They're not as bad anymore. Like, they used to be really swollen. And I used to bleed every time I brush my teeth because I have really bad gingivitis. But now it's not as bad because I guess I've been flossing after every meal.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, like after every meal. Floss. It's because I feel it now, like.
You feel a difference?
Yeah, with my tongue I can feel like food stuck in there, so I'm always like.
Do you use mouthwash or just brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth only, yeah. And floss. No mouthwash. I don't use mouthwash because we all have the same mouthwash in my house. Like, I would like to have my own.
Well, let me put on something. I'll show you the brand. It's like the medicated one. The doctor something.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The doctor something.
It's like, there or something.
It's like a green bottle or a blue bottle or a light blue bottle.
Mm-hmm.
When I went through my phase or stage of like learning all that stuff, that mouthwash, when I got it, it works wonders. But I didn't know, even with Listerine, you're supposed to do two cycles of mouthwash. You're supposed to do the one that's like, you know, on your mouth, you know, get everything out of the way.
That I never heard. You're supposed to leave it in too. You're not supposed to like rinse
never
it out.
Never from the beginning. Never
and
rinse out.
Too. Supposedly you're not supposed to rinse out your toothpaste.
Anyway, I learned too recently. But you're supposed to clean your mouth first with the mouthwash for like 30 seconds, whatever. And then spit that out. You're supposed to gargle to get the throat, mm-hmm. all that for 30 seconds.
Gargle for 30 seconds?
At least.
Damn.
Max.
That's a lot of gargles.
So it's like, but because people forget that there's still germs in the back of your throat and back of your mouth. And the only way to clean it is to gargle, like mouthwash, even with hot water and warm water.
Hmm.
But the medicated one, the doctor something, and I got the 12-hour one, and I feel like it lasts 12 hours. And I use the tongue scraper.
Oh, dude,
that,
I want to get one of those.
Because
I'm, like, on my tongue for the longest time.
That's what she said.
Hey!
Hey!
No,
like,
there's the silver one that you use more than once, and there's a pack at Target you can buy, and they're like the floss picks.
Oh, okay.
But they're tongue scrapers, and you can literally, like, just, once you're done with it, you throw it away.
I need that.
And when I did that,
it's
I
gross.
Didn't realize how bad my tongue was. Like, it was gross. Like, really gross.
You still
and
use
I,
it?
Yeah. All right. No, I don't use it as much as I used to. When I first got it, I was like every day. Sometimes, like when I wake up early, I brush my teeth and stuff, but I'm like, I skip like the tongue scraper.
Mm.
I for sure do mouthwash and brush my teeth. And my butt. I'm just kidding.
Can't forget about your butt.
Oh, do you wash your
butt?
Do you wash your butt? Yes. In the shower.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know there's some guy that don't wash their butt?
Weren't we talking about this recently?
I think so. I mean, you
didn't. Yeah, in real life, though. Not on podcast.
No, yeah, yeah, I meant in real
life. Yeah, there's people that don't even put silver water in their butt.
Yeah, that's weird.
Nah, everybody sound funny when I say this, but I scrub the shit out of my ass.
Yeah, you gotta wash your ass, dude.
Wash your ass.
Do you dig in and scoop?
Oh, all the way in there. Like, I'm in there, like,
one or two
in
fingers.
My intestines, my whole fist. I was kidding. No, but for real, like,
yeah, I just wash your ass.
They don't scrub their ass. Like, you, like, on average, someone, like, shits, like, twice a day.
Yeah.
On average, or three times a day.
Well, we can go into wipes with it.
Oh, yes. I personally love wipes. People always make fun of me. But you know what? When your ass has fucking caca flakes on it because you use toilet paper, I'm over here with a squeaky clean ass.
Yeah.
I freaking love wipes. I feel cleaner.
Amen.
Yeah, I feel cleaner. I feel more confident. Like, that sounds stupid, but I feel more confident
it's
in my
just,
ass.
It's just better than toilet paper in every way.
I think it's more hygienic, regardless.
I like
bidets. And then, like, you're also dependent on whoever buys the toilet paper too.
Like, yeah, some companies, like our work, like, I have no offense to our job, but they have shitty ass. Even in school,
they have
shitty ass fucking toilet paper.
I worked at bad toilet
paper. And I'm like, bro. And I remember when I started working.
And it's
there,
like super like.
They're thin.
Narrow, like.
You can, like, finger yourself if you're not careful.
Bro, I'm going to get on the sides of my hands.
No, dude. I don't care how old you are. Like, I recommend wipes. Like, I don't care. Like,
just don't flush them.
Yeah, don't. Okay, yeah, don't flush
them. We have little trash cans, so that's good, too.
But, yeah, I do. Like, I go in there. And you know how I know they're clean, too? Like, they're good for you, the wipes? Because at work, when my hands get, like, dirty, and you see, like, some of the black in the dirt, I get a wipey and I'm like washing, like scrubbing off my hand.
You clean it with
and
that.
It comes off with just one wipe. That tells you how good a wipe is for your butt.
Yeah, you're getting all the caca in there.
For real? I mean, I think wipes are underrated.
You should do an experiment.
No. I'm not expecting anything, bro.
So we throw some peanut butter on the table.
On like a
throw
some peanut butter on the table and then you get like one
we can get like something to like stuff in there.
Or so the Charmin,
like a booty hole, so you go like how much peanut butter you getting?
Hey, yo.
And wipes helps you when you have the marker phase on your butt. I'm talking about when you keep wiping and wiping and wiping and it's just a marker, dude. Like, I don't know how. Isn't that like a weird phenomenon, like a marker? The marker effects.
I only remember it happening to me once.
Mine's right now.
I was like,
mine's still going around to this day.
Yeah. I'd be scribbling.
Nah, there's times, dude. Like, I don't know how it works. I'm telling you, I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, wipes are the way to go. So if you want our opinion or my opinion
bidets.
Or whatever. Oh, bidets.
I've never tried one.
Nah, it's that one's.
I heard that's
the
best.
The only thing I'm worried about is like, I don't know how it sprays, but like, is it gonna shoot it anywhere else? That's
no,
what I'm
it's
worried
just
about.
In your butt.
Yeah,
it's in your butt, and you open your
cheeks. No, but like the you know, you open it hits the shit, and then like the shit like splatters.
It's not like
other places.
It's not like it grabs it and keeps going.
They can't see here.
It's not a jet. It's like a very
it's like a little arc.
Yeah, it's
like,
a flow. It's not like shooting.
It's like a water fountain.
Yeah, like a water fountain. Exactly, it is like a water fountain.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can like put up the pressure if you have
pressure,
like if you just have some like massive cheeks that are hard to open or something.
You got quite a distance to go.
That's the only thing that's better than wipes, in my opinion.
Yeah. Those.
So it's yeah, but day all of y'all, you need to use wipes. I'm telling you that right now. That's the way to go, man. Like,
it works.
It totally works.
Mm-hmm. I always buy the ones from Target, the dollar ones.
The what?
My emergency supply wipes.
Oh.
I keep them in my car in case I got a doogie somewhere. I like it. Another thing too is like, I take like four out and then I can use a couple to clean the toilet seat.
Oh.
Or the handle, whatever, was dirty.
You don't use the
spray disinfectant?
Yeah.
No, not at work. I'm saying like, yeah. Emergency, you have to go somewhere that you typically wouldn't use a restroom. Like, because I hardly poop anywhere in public. Work, I kind of got used to it. I'm still uncomfortable, but
I want the last thought. Like, the toilet's too much to the right. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's not even with the stall.
They're really small. Like, I feel like...
Like yeah, a rabbit. You're a freaking big shoulder, bitch.
Oh, yeah. It's a curse.
And a blessing.
Yeah.
You'll be jealous.
I'll be doing backflips in there, bro. I fit in there perfectly.
I'll be not with your legs, though. You'd be sticking out your legs. I've reclined out.
That was one time, bro. It was just my boots, I think. Now I took them off. I had to get
comfortable. Took them off, put them at the front of the door.
It's fine now that you're in there. No, but I going off of what you said, though, YPs made me more confident and comfortable going anywhere.
Hmm.
Like, I think now I don't care where I go as long as I have the wipes. If I go somewhere, whether a restaurant or a store, and I poop and I don't have wipes, I feel dirty automatically. Hmm. No matter how much.
For the rest of the time, too.
Yeah, for the rest of the time. And then, no joke, when we go to the store and I poop somewhere, the first thing I do when I come home is wipe my ass with wipes. Hmm. Like, straight up. But I don't care.
Do it right.
Yeah,
like, you just go back in.
Because I just feel dirty, and sometimes, like, I know it's not necessary, but it's just like a mental thing. Like, I just have to do it. You know, and I just feel dirty because toilet paper doesn't work.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. And whoever, for any of you that say it does work, you're a psychopath. Though. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, you have to have like the cleanest shits ever. Like the ones that you wipe and nothing comes off, like at all.
Oh, the dry ones?
Yeah. Dry the super dry ones.
You're like, hello?
You have to check.
It should be like a cat. Like now they just poop and there's no like residue anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Or a dog. One lucky.
I know.
No, but like the only place I would ever poop in public, like I'm good, is Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
Well, I think really nice theirs is more personal and private.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
Like it's close. It's close.
Like thick walls between every
stall structure, and then like the door pretty much goes all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. And plus, they're blasting music, so like if it's gonna be a little loud, like you don't have to worry about it.
They do have it, and they always clean them too.
Yeah,
I think they have.
I think they've always been. They've always been super clean about it.
I think Buc-ee's. There's only like one Buc-ee's that I went to that was kind of bad. But it was a ghetto Buc-ee's.
Oh, there's some gas stations that are terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just hold it.
I'd rather shit myself than sit in the toilet like that. That's freaking gross.
Or like, see, sometimes you got like, an emergency pack of wipes.
Or like in school, or like anywhere. Have you ever been to like a school or anything? And you go in a stall, there's like shit everywhere. Like, how is that fucking possible?
Well, and then sometimes the stalls even have doors on them.
Oh, I know.
And like, I was like, what the fuck?
I don't mind peeing. With the no dot, with no door, or whatever.
No doll.
But like, pooping? Like,
nah, yeah, I wouldn't poop.
Hell no.
Getting grossed out. Just thinking about it, bro.
So last question, would you eat poop? No, I was kidding.
Stop.
I know, dude. Like, anyway, the important message of this podcast today.
Wipe your ass. Clean your ass, man.
Clean your ass.
Take a shower and clean your ass. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and lotion up. I mean, I think it's... The good thing about lotion that has scents, healthy scent, not those harsh ones, is you're hydrating yourself and you smell good.
Yeah.
And with Bath & Body, they come in pairs. Like, you have a body mist and a lotion. So you can just do double the fumes, baby.
Double the fumes.
I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that. But anyways, I think that's enough hygiene advice.
Did we miss anything?
Like, real quick, could just do, like, favorite cologne recommendations.
I can't. Well, there's one called Versace.
Versace.
That's for girls, isn't it?
No,
that's not bad. It was a guy one. It was just a sample one.
Is it the teal one?
I don't remember. It was a sample one.
What did we forget?
No, I'm asking y'all. Did we forget anything?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I think we covered
just all our bases. Just smells and that we don't.
Okay. Mm. He's not going to listen to
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. That's more perfect.
He's going to play it and listen to it like
you know what?
Minutes.
You know what? To know that he's real, Dario smells really bad. All the time.
Dario.
All the time.
If you listen to this, put in our chat that you don't smell bad.
Yeah. No, actually, Dario has some pretty good advice. We should invite him over here.
We should have more guests.
He used Dive too. So, he used his Dove in our restroom. When we were back when we were roommates, when he actually cared about me.
Before he abandoned you?
Yeah, it smelled really good. I remember it was
Dove.
Yeah,
it smelled really good.
Like
Dario does smell really good, usually.
Yeah. I think he's really... But he uses Old Spice. Ugh.
Mm.
Old Spice is... You know, I'm allergic. We're getting off topic. Anyways, so Dario, if you are a real one, you will be here.
Burns?
You'll be here. Dude, I get fucking
burns.
Red rashes on my armpits.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Anyways, that's all for us today. I hope you enjoy and learn a few things from us. And we'll talk to you guys in the near future. Alright. Well, adios, amigos.
Bye, guys. Stay clean.
Stay fresh.
Alright. I think I recorded.